Of course, automakers want to be seen working on something that could be good for the environment. And people in the industry will tell you there are a number of reasons for pushing fuel cells. But there's one reason that might matter more than all the others.
Money, money, money.
Yep, money. And if you don't believe ABBA, you can just take it from Larry Burns. He's the head of research and development at General Motors. GM says it spent more than $1 billion developing fuel cell technology. That's money a company like GM can't afford to waste. At a recent energy symposium, Burns broke it all down and talked about the real reason GM is involved in the technology.
First of all, we want to accelerate industry growth for business reasons. In fact, if I was up here telling you we were doing it for reasons other than business reasons, you shouldn't take me sincerely.
So, what are those business reasons? For Larry Burns, it starts with the fact that today only 12% of people worldwide own a car. To get the other 88%, Burns says future vehicles need to be cheap and clean. Some will debate whether hydrogen vehicles would truly be clean. They say at best, hydrogen just shifts the pollution upstream to the power plant. As for the cheap part, that's also a problem. Right now, prototype fuel cell cars cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to make. But fuel cells do have a few things going for them on the cost front. Take Ford's new high-series drive hybrid Edge prototype. Engineer Mujib Ijaz looks under the hood.
So I guess the first thing that you'll notice when you look under the hood of the Edge is that it doesn't have a lot of equipment here. In fact, it's quite empty.
It's empty because all the important stuff, including the fuel cell, is tucked in a sleek package hidden underneath the vehicle. The fuel cell itself is only about 6 inches high and about as big around as a coffee table. That's an incredibly simple design compared to today's complicated and clunky internal combustion engines.
There's a lot of technology that goes into it, but from a fundamental standpoint, when you lay out a fuel cell and you lay out an engine, we're not dealing with a lot of unique parts.
So unlike an engine that has to be machined and assembled in different ways for most vehicles around the world, a fuel cell only has a few parts that get stacked together the same way every time. That means once they ramp up to mass production, fuel cells could save automakers a lot of, well...
money! It's a gas!
But before automakers can save all that fuel cell money, they still have to answer all the questions about where the hydrogen itself comes from, how to get it into gas stations, and how to store it in the vehicle. Automakers say they can make it work, but not everyone agrees. Joseph Rome is an expert on energy issues, and he says a lot of the problems with hydrogen fuel cells might be out of automakers' hands.
Each of them probably requires a major technology breakthrough, and you just don't know. You might see a breakthrough in 5 years. You might not see a breakthrough for 50 years.
Rome wrote a book called The Hype About Hydrogen. He says fuel cells have long been thought to be just over the horizon.
Fuel cells are always just 10 or 20 years away, and so it allows a car company to seem like they're doing something for the environment without actually having to do anything.
Rome says he'd bet on better battery technology and biofuels to cut down on gas use. But regardless of who's right, what's clear is that the auto industry could be on the verge of a revolutionary change, one that could be good news for the environment, the end of the internal combustion engine. But it won't happen just to make people feel good or to save the environment. It'll happen for a reason you can bank on.
Money, 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 money.
For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.